Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Hello world. Golfers all around the world, and thanks to YouTube golfers of all ages, think about Tiger's announcement when he turned pro when they hear those two words. A decorated amateur, there was no doubt Tiger would play and win tournaments for years to come. Not all golfers have such an introduction to the PGA Tour. The overwhelming majority of tour pros aren't former amateur champions and Walker Cup participants. With so much focus on the first page of the leaderboard, we often lose sight of the grind it takes to simply tee it up at that level. For almost all PGA Tour events, pros that don't have status or are too far down the pecking order to gain entry into an event can earn their way into the field through a Monday qualifier. It's really a two-step process with a pre-qualifier round as the initial hurdle, followed by another qualifier. In the end, a handful of golfers have spent $400 for the chance to tee it up for way more than that later in the week. Only four players have gone on to win after Monday qualifying, but the best stories aren't always about the win. At this year's Worldwide Technology Championship at Mayakaba, a name that could use some serious help, by the way, Camilo Aguardo gained entry into his first PGA Tour event in his native Mexico. To top everything off, as Camilo walked from the putting green to the first tee on Thursday, he recognized a couple familiar faces. His parents, who were on vacation in Spain, cut their trip short and flew home to watch their son take another step towards living his dream. Now, the FYI. On November 10, 1951, the managing director of the Guinness Breweries, Sir Hugh Beaver, became curious about the fastest game bird in Europe at a shooting party in Ireland. He was unsure if it was the golden plover or the red grouse. After a few rounds of arguments, he discovered that there was no single book he could reference to confirm this fact. In August 1954, brothers Norris and Rose McWhirter were commissioned to compile the Guinness Book of Records. That's it for The Early Tee today. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.